Susie Dobbs going for broke. The 7 o'clock news is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, find new roads in Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
Hello, that's you.
Combing through the wreckage in Northwest India, rescue teams on the scene of an Air India plane crash in a residential area in the city of Ahmedabad. We have just learned the nationalities of those on board the flight, which was headed to London's Gatwick Airport. At the Foreign Desk, ABC's James Longman.
Of those on board, Air India says 169 are Indian nationals, 53 British, 7 Portuguese and 1 Canadian. Now, the plane is 11 years old and the Indian Civil Aviation Authority has been quick to point out the pilot had 8,200 hours of flying experience. But it is, of course, much too early to know the cause of this crash.
The plane is 787 Dreamliner, the first crash ever of this type of Boeing plane. That city has a population of about 5 million people. The plane would have been loaded with fuel when it went down less than a minute after takeoff. This is ABC News. A split verdict from a jury in New York City regarding the sex assault charges against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. He was convicted on one count of sex assault, but acquitted on another. And the jury is still deliberating on the third count. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what's been going on in the trial and among the jurors.
There was downright chaos in the jury deliberation room. Earlier this week, the jury foreman told the judge that jurors were attacking one another. He came back with another note telling the judge he couldn't be in there with his fellow jurors. They were yelling, they were mad, they were angry. They were trying to change his mind during the deliberations. He said it made him feel afraid because of the tone some of his fellow jurors were using.
Sometimes death brings strange symmetries. Musicians Sly Stone and Brian Wilson dying within days of each other this week. They were both 82. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Time for a tune-up? Head to Napa Auto and Truck Parts and grab the goods to keep your engine humming. They've got Napa Premium Performance conventional motor oil, built for durability and reliability. Plus, pick up Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus oil, ready to use and perfect for small engines. And don't forget your shine. Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is only $8.49. Visit Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today, where great parts meets great deals. Your forecast for this Thursday, calling for mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers, likely highs in the mid-70s and east winds of around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50% chance for a few showers, lows in the mid-50s, east winds of 10. Friday, highs near 80 with partly cloudy skies, 40% chance for spotty showers and thunderstorms. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, some peaks of sun, isolated light showers possible, highs near 80. We've received now 0.04 of an inch of rain as we are at 58 degrees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Good morning. I'm Bo Henriksen for Phil Nee, but don't worry. We'll be hearing from Phil and Hank in just a little bit. They're on the road getting ready for the Ithaca Big Softball game. It's an early game today as we're hoping to get that in game time, or at least pregame time of around 8:45. But we'll hear from them in just a little bit during their morning get together. But right now, I do want to talk to you about the Civic Media Scotty Summer Texawin Contest here on WRCO. Your chance at winning some great prizes. We'll start the day off with our 7 o'clock giveaway, and the prize is a pair of Brewer tickets. You just need to have the keyword this hour, which is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family. So get that texted in. Use the Civic Media app. You can find it on the Apple or Google stores. Once you have that open, then select WRCO, hit the text button at the bottom, and submit the keyword family, and you're entered to win. Not only the prize of a pair of Brewer tickets, but the grand prize, which is a Wisconsin Dells area or Door County area vacation. That'd be pretty fun this time of year. So you have until the end of the hour, but the sooner you get that done, the better, here on WRCO.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland and Center, Wisconsin and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home
or send you away.
Call 608-647-3114 today.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Her daddy said, I'm gonna kill him. Her mama's heart was about to break. Sarah sat on that couch a-crying, 17 and 2 months late. Her daddy said, you're gonna ruin your life. He's no good and you're way too young. He started giving her all the options, but to Sarah there was only one. She loved that boy and he loved her. Folks, plaid sofa, a couple plates and a dinette set. Sarah worked at the beauty shop. Jimmy got a job laying bricks. They worked hard, but it was worth it. The first time they felt that baby kick, Jimmy said he could play for Tennessee. Things come to those who can't wait. That's the story my mama tells to this day. Sometimes good things come to those who can't wait.
Like a storm on the Gulf Coast, wherever them north winds blow, in them big white caps, that's where I hang my hat. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy, Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. EBO, Kai, H, your boy BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy. Spicy margarita bartender, make it two for me and one for Senorita. We go wild, wild west on that tequila. If you wanna learn from the best, then boy, I'll teach you. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy, Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. EBO, Kai, H, your boy BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. EBO, Kai, H, your boy BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy, Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. EBO, Kai, H, your boy BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy.
Passionate. your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It is that time of the day for Scotty Summer Text to Win contest going on right now here on WRCO. The word of the 7 o'clock hour is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family. Right now, if you get that texted in, you could be the winner of a pair of Brewer tickets. And you just need to use the Civic Media app. Load it up, and then you can select your station. Of course, you'll want to select WRCO. From there, you'll hit the text button at the bottom of the screen and send the keyword family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, and you're entered to win. You have until the end of the hour, but might want to do so earlier than later so you don't forget.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Yeah, it's time for today's Roundup. As the boys are out of the office, currently they are hanging out in our mobile department, as we have sent them up to Madison to cover the big game today, and hopefully they're still in one piece. Guys, how you doing?
Well, good morning and welcome to the Roundup. It's me, Phil, and here's Hank.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing? Hey,
Hey, oh, I tell you what.
What's going on? We're on the way to the state softball game here at Goodman Diamond, and Hank's driving. Thanks for letting me sit up front here.
Yeah, people are waving at me in a weird way.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or not.
They should use all five fingers. What's going on here? Hey, we're on our way to the Goodman Diamond here. Ithaca's playing Belmont. It's dry here. No sign that it's even rained overnight, so I think we're good to go. Hopefully we are for the game. We just saw Ithaca Athletic Director Zach Tomey talk to him a little bit, and he said he thought it looked pretty good here for the, at least the first few games of the tournament. Maybe rain will be a factor later today, but we're planning full speed ahead to be on the air at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Phil. I mean, should be a great ball game, and it looks like there are going to be tons of people.
You've seen both teams this year, right?
I have seen both teams.
So you think it's going to be a good matchup?
I think it should be.
Okay.
I think it should be. You know, it's just one of those things. You got to come and you can't make mistakes.
Right.
I mean, it's the big stage. So you make mistakes, other teams capitalize, and that's how you can be.
Now, you and I can make mistakes. We make a lot of mistakes, you know, but...
You're going to have a short mind like us.
Yeah, you do. You've got to be like the little Etch-a-Sketch. You know, flip it over and, yeah. What I hear now, they're going to go up really a lot in price now.
Yeah, I heard that.
Little parts and things like that. If you got an Etch-a-Sketch, hang on to it. It might be worth more money because the new ones are pretty expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. But,
and I wouldn't go down them anyway.
So. Yeah, no, I wasn't very good either. But anyway, yeah, it looks like it's a dry day here in Madison, so we're good to go there. And, you know, I think...
It looks a little cloudy, but you know what? It's if they can play, they're going to play.
Yep. Goodman Diamond, and they got all the games in yesterday, too. That was my other concern, is if the games got delayed last night, they would have pushed them to this morning and then pushed Ithaca and Belmont back, but they got them all played. So
yeah, they got to play. We have so many activities to do after this. We're going to the zoo to see your cousins.
Are we going? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I should have called them.
No, they know. I called them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to Henryville Zoo to see your cousins there, and... So,
yeah.
Anyway, so it was a very exciting morning driving with you.
Yeah.
Among other things.
So far, yeah. Thanks for not throwing anything in my mouth when I was snoring.
I was going to throw the banana in there, but I thought it was dead.
Yeah, it was a ripe banana. It was the last one of the bunch. You know, it's Thursday. You know, the groceries are bought over the weekend, so I'm getting toward the tail end of the groceries.
Of the banana.
It was the last banana of the bunch.
And well, maybe we can stop and get you. We're going to have to stop and get some of your cousins some.
Right. Yeah. So, my cousins will appreciate it if we bring
a thing
about bananas. Yeah. But anyway. All right. Well, I guess that's all we know from here. We're en route to Goodman Diamond, and we'll be on the air around 8:45 with a pregame today. And, Hank, just want you to be on your best behavior.
Is that what the mouth guard's for?
Yeah. This is big time now.
Oh, I'm nervous now.
Yeah. Behave yourself.
But anyway, do you have any facts or any knowledge that you don't know that's useless?
Not really.
Are there more stars or more trees in the world?
More stars or more trees in the world? I'd say there are more trees.
I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know, but I was thinking about that on the way up. That's just where my wandering mind goes.
Yeah. Now, the Goodman brothers ran the Diamond Stores in Madison all those years, and you didn't grow up around here, so you don't remember the Goodman jingle.
Oh, what was it?
If you want a shiny diamond and you don't know what to do, go to Goodman. Go to Goodman.
Yeah.
And they put the bill for this field for the most part.
Really?
That's a little history for you.
Really?
That's all I know.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. So, I mean, you didn't sing their jingle, did you?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it sounded about like that.
Oh. Are they out of business now?
Well,
it has to be their jingle.
It's no, I think they're still in business. They sold it to somebody else, obviously. Oh, well. That's
always,
all we know.
Always trying to cut me down.
I think it's time to go before you get in a wreck here, man. We're in pretty good traffic now in Madison.
We are. And I don't think they care that we're from WRCO.
No, they don't care who we are. They don't care who we are in Richland Center, so why were they in Madison?
I don't
know.
Good point.
Yep. All right. Well, have a good one.
Hey, have a good day, buddy, and I look forward to talking to you at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you be kind.
You be kind.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Celebrate Dad with grilled favorites, cold drinks, and a lineup of classic cars that'll make him smile. Great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome. What more could Dad want? Cruise in with your own classic car. Everyone's welcome to join the fun. That's Thursday, June 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills, helping celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Be there and cruise into a great time.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
And there you go. Well, we heard from Phil and Hank on the road right now. We told them to be on their best behavior, and we also told them to bring a raincoat just in case. You don't want to get those nice clothes all dirty. But hopefully they'll be able to get that game in. It sounds like they will be able to. Here at the WRCO studios, we have received 0.06 of an inch of rain. Just really coming down is a, some light sprinkles this morning. Taking a look at this day in history, it was back on this day, June 12th of 1939, that the Baseball Hall of Fame was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York. Also, a musician celebrating a birthday today is Chris Young, who turns 40. We'll take a look at our local birthdays and anniversaries in a moment, but here's one of my favorites from Chris Young, Voices.
Running around here in my brain, I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drive some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying, you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard to find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way,
got too many choices. I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team. You'd be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying, if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them. They made me who I am. Cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. All the time.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Well, it is time for today's birthday and anniversary wishes, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We have a nice selection of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Thursday, June 12th, and we'll kick it off with a birthday wish going out to Chris Horth from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday from Lori and the guys to Casey Bartles today. Also, happy birthday to son-in-law Casey Bartles from Dave and Anita. St. Mary's School would like to wish Oliver Cosgrove a very happy birthday today. Hope it's a great one, Oliver. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions send birthday wishes today to Wendy Rowe, Dale Riddio, Davin Roberts, and Ellen Schultz. The Richland Center Lions would like to wish a very happy birthday today to Paul Smith, Dale Schultz, and Patrick McCarthy. Also, happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier to Dale Schultz today. As for anniversary wishes, the Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish happy anniversary to Pastor Tim and Nancy Ward. Happy anniversary wishes on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Terry and Rita Mulholland, Don and Sherry McGowan, and Brent and Tiffany Parker. Happy anniversary on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today to Mr. and Mrs. Jason Buss, to Steve and Diana Trum, and Rachel and Todd McKay. The Richland Area Senior Citizens would like to say happy anniversary today to Rita and Terry Mulholland. Also, happy birthday wishes today going out to Kylie Joe from Granny, Mom, Jose, Olivia, Jack, Kirsten, and Nick, Poppy, and Luna. Have an awesome day just like you. Love you lots. Happy birthday wishes going out to Ron Baumkamp today from Deb. Happy birthday, honey. I love you bunches. Hope you have a great day. And also, happy birthday to Ron Baumkamp from Deb. Happy birthday, honey, today. So to all of you celebrating your birthday or anniversary wishes today, hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Well, our morning news is coming up in just a little bit, but a reminder that this hour right now, you can enter into the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. As for the word this hour, it is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. So use the Civic Media app now and text that keyword in, and you're entered to win a pair of Brewer tickets. You're also entered in for the grand prize. Here right now, as we head back to some music, is Young Gray, Noah Curtis, and Jimmy Allen with Country Boys Never Learn.
All my country boys out there that's had your heart broken for, man, we see you.
Girl downtown on Broadway said, "Little mama, won't you come walk my way?" We hit the club, then hit the highway, doing 95 straight back to my place. Shawty got a big old smile on her face. Said, "Come on, boy, pick up your pace." Said, "Come on, girl, don't make my heart race." Damn. I woke up the next day, feel like I got played. Look over, she gone, wondering what I did wrong. So I picked up my phone. I called this girl, man. I just can't leave her alone.
I'm too old just to let it burn.
Never knew she hurt me. She said I was unworthy, so I moved to the south. She took my heart right from me. I gave it all to country. I wanted her to love me, but she wanted out. Now I'm hurting. I text you, you text me. Why I'm such a burden? You blame me, what I do wrong? Now my heart is burning. You keep teaching, I'm learning. I keep preaching my sermon. Country boys, we deserve it.
To do all is just to let it burn.
That you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
The Ithaca Bulldogs will make a second trip in school history to Goodman Diamond in Madison during the WIAA State Softball Tournament. Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join WRCO Sports for the coverage. The Ithaca girls are focused on playing Thursday.
Job's not finished.
The Bulldogs will take on Belmont in a WIAA Division 5 state semifinal game, 9 o'clock Thursday morning. WRCO Sports will have the call, courtesy of these sponsors: Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppy Grain Service, Muller & Sons Excavating, Homesteader Store, Walsh's Ace, Town Taxi, and Sunshine & Giggles.
For the At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 59 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chetsfeed Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers likely, a high of 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of a few showers and a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 58, we're back up to 59 degrees, and we have received 8/100ths of an inch of rain.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A government watchdog group in Wisconsin has filed a lawsuit seeking to prohibit billionaire Elon Musk from ever again offering cash payments to voters in the battleground state like he did in this spring's hotly contested Supreme Court race. The lawsuit was filed in state court on Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It says that Musk violated prohibitions on vote bribery and unauthorized lotteries. It also asked the court to order that he never do it again. There is another Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April. In November 2026, control of the legislature and the governor's office, as well as the state's 8 congressional districts, will be decided. The Wisconsin Challenge Academy celebrated the graduation of more than 100 cadets. The ceremony in Mauston marked the completion of a rigorous 22 weeks of cadets. The Challenge Academy's structured military-style program emphasizes academic improvement, physical fitness, leadership, development, and life skills. The program is operated by the National Guard and is for at-risk youth struggling to succeed in traditional high school settings. 102 cadets from 48 counties graduated from this year's program. A reckless driver was the reason for a pursuit in Richland County yesterday. Wednesday morning, Richland County Sheriff Deputy Aaron Wallace was traveling southbound on State Highway 80 when he observed a suspect vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed. The vehicle was passing a northbound vehicle in a clearly marked no-passing zone. Wallace was forced to brake and take evasive action by swerving onto the shoulder of the road to avoid a head-on collision. He activated his emergency lights and siren in an attempt to initiate a traffic stop. The suspect vehicle failed to yield and a pursuit ensued. The pursuit continued for nearly 11 miles before being terminated due to safety concerns as the vehicle approached the village of Cazenovia. During the pursuit, the suspect operated the vehicle at speeds exceeding 90 miles per hour, passed other vehicles in no passing zones, failed to stop at a stop sign, drove left of center, and committed numerous other dangerous driving violations, all indicating a blatant disregard for public safety and human life. The Richland County Sheriff's Office received 2 reckless driving complaints regarding the suspect vehicle in the city of Richland Center before Wallace's contact on State Highway 80. Approximately 1.5 hours after the pursuit was terminated, the suspect vehicle was located in Richland Center. The operator admitted to fleeing from law enforcement earlier in the day and consented to a preliminary breath test, which returned a result of 0.08. A search of the suspect vehicle was conducted. During the search, multiple containers of alcohol were located in the vehicle, and a loaded, uncased Glock pistol was found in the center console of the vehicle. The suspect faces charges of fleeing from an officer, endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon, and recklessly endangering safety. A UTV operator sustained life-threatening injuries in a rollover crash. Tuesday morning at approximately 9:10, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received a report of a UTV rollover crash with ejection on Coon Bluff Road, north of County Road P in the town of Delona. It was reported that the operator of the UTV was unconscious and had suffered a serious head injury. Initial responding emergency personnel located the UTV with extreme damage laying on its side on the east side of Coon Bluff Road, with the female operator having been ejected approximately 30 yards from where the UTV came to rest. The operator was transported from the scene with life-threatening injuries by MedFlight to a hospital in Madison. The name of the operator is being withheld at this time as the investigation is ongoing. Initial investigation showed that the UTV was southbound on Coon Bluff Road and attempted a passing maneuver on another vehicle. The operator entered the ditch and overcorrected, causing the UTV to roll over several times. The operator was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the UTV. Speed and operator inexperience are believed to be factors in the crash. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department, Dells Delton EMS, Delton Fire, and the Sauk County Highway Department assisted the Wisconsin DNR and Wisconsin State Patrol on scene. The roadway was closed for several hours due to the incident, and the incident remains under investigation by the Wisconsin DNR. The Richland County Fairgrounds is the site of the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, which runs through Sunday. The event kicks off tomorrow, this morning, with the shooting competition starting at 10 in the evening. The Rodeo Queens contest will be held starting at 7. Kenda Deaver is the treasurer of the Richland County Rodeo Committee.
They have tests they do, and then they have their gowns. They go up, and then they have speeches they give. Anybody is welcome to come. There's no charge, and it's in the H Connection Building at the fairgrounds. Anybody is welcome. It's pretty neat to watch, and they're trying to get the junior girls to come and practice, and that's kind of neat because the little girls are walking doing the same thing in their little formals, so it's kind of neat to watch.
Friday and Saturday night, the rodeo competition will be held in the grandstand area. Special introductions will be at 7 and performances will start at 7:30. Friday night will also be Wear Pink for Grace night. Saturday morning, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will step off at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center. Cowboy Church will be held Sunday morning at 8:30, and then the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. Cost to attend will be $7 Friday and Saturday and $9 Sunday for adults, $7 Friday and Saturday and $8 Sunday for senior citizens and students, and $4 all 3 days for children 6 to 12. Children under 6 are admitted for free. Advance tickets for Friday and Saturday's performances are $1 less for adults, senior citizens, and students. They can be purchased at Creative Layers until noon Friday. Advance tickets will be available at the Fairgrounds Building H on Friday from 8:30 until noon. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. For more information, you can contact Kenda at 608-475-1886. You're invited to a celebration of service honoring Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's 3 decades on the Wisconsin Supreme Court just weeks before her retirement. The program will be held at 4:30 this afternoon at the Capitol Rotunda. Originally from Richland Center, the 74-year-old graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. She worked as an attorney for 9 years before embarking on her judicial career. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court rather than appointed. She won re-election twice, first in 2005, then in 2015. She was elevated to Chief Justice in May. Her seat on the court is being filled by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who was elected in April. Ann Walsh Bradley's tenure is the 5th longest in the court's 177-year history. It has included participation in more than 28,000 cases, 2,375 oral arguments, and the authorship of nearly 600 written opinions. A celebration of service will be held at 4:30 this afternoon at the Capitol Rotunda with a reception to follow. Members of the public interested in attending can RSVP online at justicewalshbradley.rsvpify.com, where people can also leave thank you and congratulatory notes. Officials in Wausau hope DNA science can identify the city's unknown soldier. The unknown soldier died by suicide in 1930, leaving behind no identifying information, just a note saying he was a World War I veteran. Efforts to identify him went nowhere, and officials buried him with full military honors and a headstone marked unknown soldier. But last week, multiple agencies worked to dig up his remains with great care and respect. They now await DNA analysis to see if a living match can be found, which could lead to identification and closure for his story. Officials say the effort could take months, with the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project assisting the effort.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Thursday, June 12th. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills, died Saturday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by a graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills Friday from 4 to 7, with the rosary beginning at 4. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died June 4th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held Saturday at 1 in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or to the American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held Saturday at 2 at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, June 21st at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday, June 21st, from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9 Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's currently 59 rainy degrees at 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane on its way to Gatwick Airport, crashing seconds after taking off in the Indian city of Ahmedabad, the neighborhood in flames earlier this morning. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney with more on the crash itself.
This was not a nosedive. This plane had just taken off. We've seen videos circulating on social media showing it almost looks like it's landing. It's coming down at roughly 500 feet per second on a glide scope, so not a nosedive. The landing gear was still down. This signifies some sort of loss of power. And of course, we now know that the captain did make some sort of a mayday call, but then that was it.
The plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and this, the first Dreamliner crash in history. There were 242 people on board at the time of the crash. Indian authorities are leading the investigation, but could reach out to the NTSB. This is ABC News.